crossroads. An intersection of two or more roads. You probably don't think twice when you have to turn left or right. Or right in 3/4, or maybe not quite. Or go forward or back from whence you came. But did you know there are a lot of superstitions and legends surrounding the crossroads? On today's episode of Star Queen Paranormal, we'll be discussing the legends of the crossroads. Hold on to your seats, little Stardusties. This is Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre. Star Queen Paranormal, for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Well, howdy, Stardusties. This is your clairvoyant carrot, cross-dimensional conqueror, enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, and the unspoken truth you find when you gaze upon your own shadow. I am Exy, space pirate and pumpkin queen. And, as always, a quick little refresher for my new Stardusties. The point of this podcast is not to convince anyone that any of this is real, as life requires a healthy dose of skepticism. Our goal is to present information for you to form your own opinions and ideas on some of the more curious subjects of our reality. Not to change your mind, but to broaden it. Skeptics are welcome.
This is for entertainment purposes only.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 20th episode of Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. And I'd like to begin this episode with some stuff on the number 20. The number 20 is also known as the Law of Attraction number. This is because it symbolizes new beginnings, abundance, and manifestation. The 20th tarot card is the Judgment card. The 20th element on the periodic table is calcium. And according to some resources, the number 20 symbolizes hardships, but is deemed auspicious. And that's just some stuff on the number 20. So today's episode, we've got the legends of the crossroads. Ooh! You see it a lot in popular media. Shows that tend to have demons tend to have crossroad demons. But why are the crossroads significant? We'll be exploring that in just a bit. But I can't just jump right into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it!
First, I've got to torture you, I mean entertain you, with some terrible tarot!
It's so terrible!
Now, for those of you just joining Star Queen Paranormal, you may be asking, why is it so terrible? Well, you wouldn't pay me for this reading. However, if you'd like to pay for readings, and I mean for the collective, you can head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. Well, you'll be getting a segment called Not So Terrible Tarot with whatever deck I feel like using and other exclusive content. For now, we're just using a Rider-Waite deck, and you can hear me shuffling my cards pretty terribly. And your cards for today are the Four of Swords, the Nine of Pentacles, and the Magician. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Today's terrible tarot message. I see you've coming out of a rough situation, and you've taken time to take a step back and reflect on some things. And you realized that perhaps you're okay with where you are. You're feeling pretty good. You're feeling pretty abundant. Maybe your needs are being met. Maybe you're enjoying the freedom. But I'm seeing this period of introspection and relaxation is going to show you just how powerful you are at achieving your dreams. Perhaps you're a master manifester. Perhaps you're a go-getter. Perhaps you're a delicate balance of the two. Either way, the Terrible Tarot believes that you have all the tools, insight, and magic within you to accomplish your dreams, and that you are more powerful than you realize. And that was pretty terrible. Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. And that quote is by Robert Frost from the poem The Road Not Taken. Today's bizarre headline is from the New York Post from September 13th, 2022. A man was found safe after being trapped on a hydrogen balloon for 2 days. The man, identified only by his surname, Hu, and his partner were collecting pine nuts on Sunday in a forest park in northeastern China. They were using a hydrogen balloon to collect the nuts when the balloon became untethered. They lost control, and the balloon sailed off. Hu's partner jumped to the ground, but Hu was trapped in the balloon. They began a search for Hu, and when he was found, he had traveled over 200 miles in 2 days, and he was rescued near the Russian border. An official source confirmed the 40-something-year-old man was in good health, except for some lower back pain, possibly from standing the entire time. If I am a good noodle, and I edit this on time, this episode will air first week of October, which I think is October 7th. So spooky season. So I'd like to share either user-submitted stories or things I find on Reddit. And I've got episodes lined up that I think my listeners will appreciate for spooky season. I love October. Well, today I found a paranormal Reddit. This is a reply to an Ask Reddit, and the Ask Reddit question is, what is the scariest paranormal experience you've ever had? And this reply is from a user named FuzzyChemist2060, and the reply was posted a few months ago. I live in upstate New York, and my family owns around 10 acres of land surrounded by field and woods. I had a window unit at the end of my bed that has an air conditioning unit in it. It's about 8 feet from my window to the grass below. One night around 1 or 2 a.m., my cat Hudson jumped up on the window because he liked to lay against the screen. On this particular night, he had decided to jump up on that open window. I had totally forgotten that my air conditioner was in the window and that window didn't have a screen. I didn't realize until I heard Hudson hissing and screeching at something outside the window. I assumed it was some sort of animal, maybe a raccoon. I heard my cat Hudson make a sound I'd never heard before. I grabbed my flashlight and sprinted out the door to see what it was. What I saw was not my cat, but a 7 to 8 foot figure trying to scale the walls of my house and reach into my open window. One of the back legs was pressed against the house, while the front legs had a hold of my windowsill. The creature noticed my flashlight and looked in my direction. It had deep red eyes that kept me frozen in my spot. The creature stared me straight in the eyes and proceeded to let go of the house and move towards the field on the side. But it didn't run on all fours. Whatever this thing was stood on its back legs and ran quickly to the field, into the darkness. I was able to make out what looked like a set of horns or antlers on the head. It didn't look like a human. My brother was also out looking for the cat. I grabbed him and started rushing toward the house. We heard this painfully loud shrieking, and we booked it to the front door. I locked the front door and was surprised to find my cat waiting at the back door to be let in. He was never the type of cat to come to the back door after getting out. He looked scared. The poor thing was shaking. Now, my Stardusties with knowledge of cryptids might be able to guess what that person might have seen. But you also might know that you shouldn't say its name. Stay safe, Stardusties. Now, on to the main event. The legends of the crossroads. Since ancient times, the space where two or more roads meet have been steeped in mystery and mysticism. The crossroads. According to Wikipedia, the crossroads may represent a location in between worlds, and as such, a site where supernatural spirits can be contacted and paranormal events can take place. Symbolically, it can mean a locality where two realms touch and therefore represent liminality, a place literally neither here nor there, betwixt and between. In ancient Greece, the crossroads was associated with both the goddess Hecate and the Greek god Hermes. For Hecate, offerings were often left at the crossroads. In the earlier days, Greek divinities were worshipped in the form of a heap of stones or a shapeless column of stone or wood. When a column or stone was found at a crossroads, the custom was to throw a stone on the heap or anoint it with oil. Eventually, these columns would be designed with the bearded bust of Hermes and genitalia at the bottom. These busts of Hermes would be later known as Herma, and they could be found at crossroads, but other places as well. The Greeks and the Romans believed doors, gates, rivers, and crossroads held spiritual meanings regarding transitioning, leaving one area and going somewhere else. A change in direction, both physically and spiritually. Therefore, rituals of protection regarding change were often done at crossroads. In Norse mythology, it wasn't unusual for someone to leave an offering at a crossroads to honor Odin. There's an old Germanic legend that states if you visit the crossroads an hour before midnight on New Year's Eve, the wind will whisper the name of everyone you know who will die in the upcoming year. Crossroads hold spiritual significance all over the world, including Asia, Africa, and Brazil. In the 1926 novel Faust, the titular character Faust is said to have summoned Mephistopheles by inscribing magic circles at a crossroads. Djinn, demons, fae, gods, goddesses, witches, and even vampires have been said to meet you at a crossroads. Should you ever meet someone, animal or humanoid, or otherwise, at a crossroads, you're advised to keep your wits about you, for a creature at the crossroads may be deceitful. However, they're not all so bad. According to Astonishing Legends, which is a much better podcast, in Belgian folklore, Oshart, a black dog, is said to haunt the crossroads. The legend has it that he likes to play tricks on unwitting travelers. However, his mischief can be avoided by standing in the exact center of the crossroads and waiting until you see a black dog retreating, tail tucked between his legs. Also from Astonishing Legends, it is said that a lucky cat can be summoned at a crossroads as well. This cat is also known as the Money Cat. It is said that the cat will bring you good fortune and riches. The first thing you're supposed to do is leave a tasty offering for the crossroad cat. Some advised chicken, but I'm sure you'd have luck with fish or catnip or shake in a little kitty treat bag. When the crossroad cat appears, you are supposed to catch it. Then you must take the cat home, Keep the cat indoors until it is tame. Once the cat is satisfied with its care, it'll offer you abundance like no other. However, it is said that if the cat is not cared for properly, not fed, not kept to their liking, that it will find a way to run away, and your home will be cursed with bad luck. But perhaps the most famous crossroads legend of all is that of Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson was a blues musician who lived in the Mississippi Delta in the early 1900s. It is said that he played music his whole life, but there was a period of time where he was feeling quite discouraged about his ability. No matter how hard he tried, Robert just didn't feel satisfied with the way he played music. It is said that Robert Johnson disappeared for 6 months, and when he returned, there was a new fire in his music, unlike any other. The sound was more enchanting, as though the muse was finally on Robert's side. His newfound musical superpowers were so impressive, in fact, that people who attended his shows swore they could hear two guitars playing when he was on stage. But how had this blues man suddenly sparked such an impressive talent? Did he leave clues in his music? The supernatural speculation is that Robert went to the crossroads of Highway 49 and 61 at midnight one evening. At the stroke of midnight, a mysterious stranger clad in all black greeted Robert. "Please help me become a talented musician," he implored the man in black. "Hand me the guitar," the man in black replied with a seductive hiss that murmured like the sirens driving sailors to their death. It is said that the stranger in black then tuned Robert's guitar in a way unlike anyone else would tune a guitar. And when the stranger handed the guitar back to Robert, a spark of magic flowed through Robert, power unlike any other. The melody, the lyrics, like he had a muse whispering in his ear. And that's supposedly how Robert became the stuff of legend. But at what cost? Had this been at the expense of his immortal soul? When Robert returned, his blues career emerged from the ashes like a phoenix, better and brighter than before. He enchanted audiences far and wide, so much so that a talent scout from New York was looking to recruit Robert to play Carnegie Hall for a concert series called From Spirituals to Swing. But by the time the talent scout had reached out to Robert, it was too late. He passed away at age 27, joining that infamous 27 Club. Since his passing, the family of Robert Johnson have repeatedly refuted the soul-selling legend, and instead insist that during the six-month period Robert was missing, he was actually learning music under a fellow musician named Ike Zimmerman. And truth be told, 6 months is plenty of time for someone to perfect their talent. But one cannot help but wonder if Robert was trying to tell the truth with his music. With lyrics like, "I went to the crossroad, fell down on my knees," and song titles like "Hellhound on My Tail," "Crossroad Blues," "Up Jumped the Devil," and "Me and the Devil Blues," it's easy to understand why some people insist on believing on the crossroad demon myth. Especially coming from a time and place steeped heavily in superstition. So, Stardusties, if you ever find yourself at a crossroads, take heed of who's there. And if a stranger offers you something, you best beware. So, Stardusties, what will you feel the next time you come to a crossroads? Do you have a tale of an unusual experience at a crossroads? Do you have any other paranormal stories you'd like to share? Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Follow us at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram.
And sometimes TikTok.
Or if the spirit moves you, you can throw some coin our way at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, all while supporting a Star Queen in need.
That's me!
So, Stardusties, remember, you have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know. And you are the Stardusty who will decide where to go. That was from Dr. Seuss, Oh, the Places You'll Go. But Stardusties, remember to hydrate and practice self-love. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase of life.
May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.